Hi, Carol.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. There we go. I got the sound up.
I'm in the fellowship hall, Carol.
Oh, yeah, see that. I can see the ceiling.
Yeah, I've been taking my so I'm at a different angle because I can stand up. I
Oh.
like standing more than sitting at
Oh,
a chair.
it's
And
just
it
an
all
it's an odd angle for your camera.
I know everyone thinks that I'm in a spaceship and yeah. So anyway,
Do. I'm not
the
sure.
only reason I do it is because, like I said, I just have some back issues. Remember when I had sciatic? It's not bad, anywhere
I
bad as
can
it used to be,
see.
but this
Here,
allows
see?
me to
Oh, okay.
stand up. So hi, Bob and Kay.
Morning.
And Trudy with us this morning. Good. I think that's Trudy. That could be someone else. Hi, Trudy.
Good morning. This is Trudy.
Hi.
Yeah, I'll put my. I'm on my camera. I'm
Hi.
on
Good. Good to see you. How are you doing?
Hanging in there. Tim's healing from his surgery still, so we're
Yeah.
taking things easy around here. Yeah,
Good.
it's been hard, but we're every day it gets a little easier.
Well, good. I'm glad you joined us here. We've got a couple more
Me too.
people
Thank
here. Here's
you.
Oscar. Good morning, Rick and Kathy.
Morning.
Good morning, Kathy. Good to see you.
I'm still here.
See you.
Yeah.
There we go. Just so for everyone, I was telling Carol this earlier. I'm in the fellowship hall, and I'm using the lectern or something. That's where I am. People look at the background and they think, "Are you in a, like a spaceship or something?" And
Those
yeah.
things.
Good morning.
Morning,
Hit
Oscar.
the wrong button.
I don't know.
And
Can you
Jan,
hear me?
I see.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you,
Yeah,
Jan.
but I don't know where my picture went. I guess I'm not beautiful enough this morning to see. So I'll try and figure that out, but who
Upper
knows?
right-hand corner, click start my video.
Oh, thank you. You're so smart.
Yeah, right.
Well, we'll go ahead and start off here. Just there we go. There's Jan. Just
Okay.
it is great just to see faces in the cause. You don't have to, but it just is nice to see people. First of all, can everyone hear me okay?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, great. The worship things that are happening coming forward. This Wednesday, well, first of all, today, check out the service. The music's really
I
special.
must have done something.
So the music is all put together by the Stanley family. So
Beautiful.
you're going to see Julie, Grandma Julie, three generations. Grandma Julie was playing the organ. She's like she's just a wonderful lady, that true blue Lutheran organist. And so she plays on the organ. And Karen, daughter Karen, was on the piano playing. And then Clara's playing the violin, and Alyssa and Nora were the vocals.
Oh,
So, yep.
nice.
Do check that out. That'll warm you up today. That's just great.
And what does Rich do?
Rick,
What does Rich do?
yeah, Rick, he was tap dancing.
He's there.
It's funny. I was just I it's just a funny dynamic. You can just tell they have high performance in their family. And I just turned to Rick. I was like, "Rick, we don't have a chance just hanging around this group. They're very particular and everything." So it was really neat to hear them. They were having a lot of fun. That was good to see.
Yeah, Pastor, one comment. I don't know if you heard that Aaron said that he would send them a copy of just them performing.
Nice.
Nice.
Performing. Yeah. And so you'll actually see them rather than just hear them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of neat. I'm assuming he will do that. Just cut it out. Yep. It's so fantastic what he can do. He can even change your sermon sometimes.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
Maybe it might improve. That'd be good. So, yeah, just really good news there. And then this Wednesday is our last opportunity, so that'll be featured. That's been really fun to record an extra service during the week. So this Wednesday is the last one. Next Sunday, the service is going to include about a 5 to 6 to 7, well, out of 6-minute production put together by our youth and children in the church. So you want to check that out next Sunday. That will also feature some of the kids playing music. So that's really awesome as well to get them involved. And then, of course, Christmas Eve service for us, we're going to be out in the parking lot at 3 o'clock. That service is a lessons carol, but just really cool to have that opportunity. And if you haven't had the chance, the church is Christmas lights on the outside of the building. We received an email from George, our count last night. Just want to field any have any questions about that. Chance to read what George sent. Yeah. I think the big thing is we want to focus. Those are natural questions, but we're pretty sure that the chance of getting that virus was very low. Any questions on that? Good. Came in this morning, I know. So today's topic is, well, let's take a moment and just go around the circle, hear from you. We got some people that are with us that it would be good to just hear how they're doing. One is Kathy Durling. Kathy had a fun weekend last weekend.
Actually, I was in the hospital for 5 days. I had a hernia repair from an old surgery that was much more extensive than what they thought they would have to do. But I'm fine. I feel good and very little pain and just trying to get back in the swing of things, so to speak. So, yeah. It was fun staying in the hospital.
Yeah, right. That's what Rick told us.
It was an adventure. It was different. It was not like your usual. Yeah, it was the last night was like, get me out of here, because I think everybody from the mental hospital was in on that floor that night. It was loud and crazy. So it was good.
That's awesome. Jan, do you want to share with everyone your prayer from yesterday?
Yesterday, my sister-in-law, Neva Weatherly, passed away early in the morning. It was good. She's been very, very ill for way too many years. And she just finally went. And she was in hospice and very peaceful, Rich said, and it was good. So.
And Rich has worshiped with us at peace.
Yes. Yeah.
Been, you know, for
Neva has, but yeah. It's been a long, long time, and she has come sometimes, but doesn't make it to church. But Rich has come quite a bit, and if you've seen my clock, he's the one that has made my big clock and several other things. He makes beautiful clocks. He donated one last year to the Salmon and Jazz, or whenever the last time we had it was. So, yeah, but it's all good.
Yeah. Trudy, can you just give us an update on Tim? Tim had surgery this week. He's on our prayer list.
Hi. He's healing. We're not over the hump. He just had it. It was just Friday. Dr. Stanley worked on his shoulder, and the blessing was that they weren't sure whether or not there was going to be enough material to really be able to repair his shoulder, but there was. and the entire thing was 100% fixable. And Dr. Stanley, of course, did a wonderful job. It was very comforting having Dr. Stanley there. So we are still healing. So we would love prayers for Tim. Also, last week, I spent 2 days in the hospital with my mom. And she was coughing up blood. They thought she had, so they treated her as such, because there's a spot on her lung. And they treated her like that. And then they thought that it wasn't the pneumonia because there was no other symptoms, like no fever, except for the blood. So then they also treated her for like it maybe some kind of ulcer. But she hasn't had any other symptoms since her hospitalization. So we're just going to be doing follow-up tests in the coming week. And we'll hope that that all goes well. So, yeah. And then I would love some prayers for myself, too. I'm going to go ahead and ask. I'm selfless. I've been struggling just, you know, being a caretaker.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for sharing. All right. Joan McDonald.
Don't you dare show me. I just got out of the job.
That's fine. Please don't until you're fully clothed.
She is. Yeah. You're a dickhead. You are.
Let's go ahead and let's say a prayer here. I want to add one more. This Tuesday, I'm going to be involved in a this will just give you an idea of something. You've heard. You may have heard that we're praying for a family that lost a 35-year-old to alcoholism. They asked me to do that funeral on Tuesday. And so I want to pray for that too. So when I'm calling them, I just wanted to disclose to them that exposed to the virus, but I was just being very honest about, you know, oh, that happened. I still want to do the service. I want to be there, but I just want to disclose that happened. And they said, we still want you to be a part. We want you to do the service. But then I said, how many people are coming? And they said that there's only going to be 4 people there.
Oh, dear.
Their immediate family, many of their immediate family all yesterday it said coming to that funeral. So it just shows you in the community just how much exposure and then quarantining and so forth is going on. But so that's kind of a heartbreaker. So anyway, and we'll also pray here. Trudy just chatted here. There's a positive staff member at Dottie's location too. So let's open with prayer. That's just a great, yes, Joan.
Yeah, Gail got a disturbing call from her and she took the car. Stories out. She's safely over into California now, but they both need our prayers.
Okay.
She shouldn't be driving.
Yeah. And that's for Jennifer, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for letting me know. Discussion.